You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. I'm at the launch of Worky.com, and sitting beside me is Ray Nolan. Ray, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Ray, your previous venture was Hostel World, which I think Hostelworld.com, was it?
Yeah.
And that sold November just gone for more figures than I have ever built a garden for, as far as I'm aware.
Yes, it was quite successful. It sold for, I suppose, around 8 zeros in the number anyway.
And how come, I mean, you've the point to make in mentioning the Hostel World is you have a proven track record, so I'm inclined to take you extremely seriously in this launch. What's the thinking behind it? And I suppose, first of all, what is Worky.com?
Well, Worky is a place where you can, at a very base level, build a professional profile for yourself. If you like to counterbalance what might be your Facebook profile, somewhere where you can show your work history, show your achievements, somewhere where you'd hope if your next employer Googles you, they'll find your Worky profile, maybe not your Facebook profile, where you can connect to people who are of like mind. You can join in discussions about work-related topics. You can follow companies. So, for example, if you're a landscaper and you want to find people, if you want to follow companies who are in the same business to see if they've got opportunities, you can follow them and see what opportunities come up their way. And that was, at the moment, it's about jobs in that space, but in time it'll be about opportunities in that space. So if someone says, stay with landscaping, if I want a landscaping project done, I can put that in the opportunities, and then you will see them because you follow the person.
Mm. And Worky is, it's Irish based, number mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. It's Irish, you're based, whereabouts are you based?
Grand Canal Street, Dublin 2.
Grand Canal Street, Dublin 2, and you employ, at this moment in time?
Oh, fully 8 people, I'd say.
What's the hope going forward for Worky?
Well, there's a huge market in the middle between, let's say, LinkedIn at the top end, which would be very much a place for senior exec/business development people, and then the contrast to that is Facebook. So somewhere in the middle lies everybody, which is, you know, I work in a job. I'd like to have somewhere to publish my work experience. Yeah, sure. I'd like to see jobs if there are jobs there. I'd like to talk about my work. I'd like to engage people who are like me, if you like. So it's a massive market, Facebook size. I mean, the reality is everybody could and possibly should be on Worky or something like it, because the sense that your identity, your online identity is maybe compromised by the fact that Facebook publishes so much stuff about you that you want someone who Googles you to find, in a work-related matter, finds your Worky profile and talks to you in that tone, if you like, not at a Facebook level, but maybe you're not. You know, a lot of people, while LinkedIn will be seen as maybe a competitor of ours, but we see them as much more highbrow, the reality is only 5% of the workforce are engaged in some sort of either senior management / engaging with customers role. Most people are doing a job. And they have every right to have their great things and achievements published as anybody else. And it's also not about the network. Someone can build a good profile, and at the very base level, it gets found on Google. So if someone types your name, hopefully your Worky profile will come up first. So you don't have to be someone who networks to everybody. Lots of people do a job. They talk to their 5 colleagues every day in the team, and that's it. So they don't have a network that would be perceived as meaningful in LinkedIn, which is really all about the network. Whereas Worky, you can stand alone and proud of your achievements without having to go out and network people. Although the networking is all there and the functionality, I think it's a much friendlier place to engage with colleagues. It's not stuffy or highbrow at all.
What makes Ray Nolan tick in the morning? What makes Ray Nolan get up and say, you know what I'm going to do today, honey? I'm going to take a big bag of my cash and I'm going to put it into this thing called Worky.com. Why?
It's a big question. But look, the reality is you're not... And it's parallel with Robbie Williams is the only way I can answer this, which is Robbie Williams is a singer. Right? People who sing are singers. I'm a .com guy. I'm not anything else. I work. I've always worked. I've always had my own company. It's what I do. So I'm defined by that fact. And therefore, it's all I know. So this is life for me. It's not another risk. It's just another. It's what I do.
Mm.
So I mean, for sure, it's the risks at a personal level aren't as great as they might have been before because I might have made a few quid, but the motivation to succeed is still the same.
When did it first start, Ray? What was the first .com and when was that?
Well, I was certainly pre-.com in most of the stuff. I was, because I'm slightly older, I'm 44. So I would have had software companies before. So I never had a job. I worked from 21. I had my own software company. It evolved from being a bespoke software company to a product company. Eventually the web came along. We wrote CoreTime.com, which is time and billing software. Sold that to Sage. In the meantime, I'd started Hostelworld, so there was a bit of an overlap between that company, the old company, and Hostelworld. I left the old company, we eventually sold it, and then I went on with Hostelworld. So my first .com was, when was .com? 97, I suppose, realistically. Was it?
All those years ago?
Yeah. It doesn't change, it's the same stuff. It's harder to be unique in terms of the ideas that you have because a lot of people at it now, but it's still a challenging place to be, and there's immense rewards, and just in terms of how you can change how people behave and how you can fix things. And Worky is trying to fix a very real problem at a personal level, the identity and how you are perceived online for your professional life, and at a recruitment perspective for employers, which is a way of getting to people that you want to get who may not be looking for a job or out there on job sites looking for a job, but maybe here as talented people who, if the right offer was put towards them, they may consider taking it.
Mm.
So, you know, while there's many different ways of recruitment is changing, we're happy to be part of that, and there will be a winner in that space. But equally, you know, you're taking a lot of the tedium associated with looking for jobs and seeing jobs that are available to you. So we carry 2.4 million jobs in 25 countries right now. So you can say, look, I'm thinking of going to Sydney and I do a certain thing. I can see all the jobs that relate to that thing. And we match them against your profiles. You don't have to go and revisit a job site and type in your criteria every time you visit and visit 20 of them. You build a profile and work it, and we show you all the jobs that match your criteria. And then you can say, well, where do you want these jobs? And it'll show you those too.
Does the family at home, Ray, scratch their head and go, oh no, he's at it again?
No, I do this stuff. This is bread and butter. I mean, it's what I do. It's the same way as with, I mean, it's not by any means trying to parallel myself that rock star world, but it's what you do. You're defined by what you do, and that's what I do. So I haven't changed in what I do.
You mentioned briefly the Facebook and the LinkedIn thing. On one hand, you can bring your Facebook account into your Worky account. You can also bring in your Twitter account, should you wish to do so. That is, am I correct in saying that? But what differentiates Worky from both LinkedIn and Facebook?
Okay, well, Facebook is very much your social life. I mean, you can, you know, there are some work-related apps around it, but fundamentally it's your social life. And with Worky, you can publish your Worky profile within your Facebook page so your friends can see your living CV, which means if they come across an opportunity that might suit you, they know what you do and what your skills are. That's a good thing. But fundamentally, it's a social life world. LinkedIn is a, as I said, sort of senior execs kind of place, and they try to get down the chain or get into non-sales or business development type people and non-marketing. They're not doing it very successfully because the reality is it's all about the network. They're people who feel that networking is everything, and that's what LinkedIn does well. But most people don't need to network, don't network at a professional level except to their colleagues and maybe to one or two customers that they come and visit. That's why, and it's LinkedIn's very highbrow. It's very lofty in its talk, in its interface and everything else. Worky is very much for the ordinary person who goes to work. Suits me, it's inclusive, not exclusive. It suits everybody from the alleged, you know, top of the market CEO of a multinational down to anybody who's got a job.
Mm.
So it's an inclusive network that doesn't have any airs and graces about itself, but it's about work.
How long does it take, Ray? And I haven't got a Worky account. I'll probably end up going home this evening, if not early tomorrow morning, and setting one up. At the point of which I log on to Worky.com, how long does it take me to create a profile on Worky?
Typically, if you can remember your previous jobs, you should be no more than 5 minutes creating a profile. I mean, it's effectively a CV online when you start.
Mm.
But it's really a case of describing what you did in your previous job. But it's template driven. There's no, you know, you don't have to reach out and sort of say, well, what template I'm going to use. It's all there. There's a wizard that walks you through, that gets you to the point that you've got a meaningful profile online.
Mm. From a work point of view, Ray, let's say, for example, I'm landscaping and you're on the other side tech-ish. Mm-hmm. Anything that's computer related to me is techie, but when, because I'm not really an individual, I'm not particularly looking for a job, but at the same mm-hmm. token, if you rang me and said, listen, we'd like to take you on for the next 40 years
mm-hmm.
and we'll make sure you have 2.3 gazillion mm-hmm. pounds into your bank account, you're damn right, I'd be mm-hmm. walking the walk. At the same token, it's no harm to have some extra inquiries.
So Workie is a place where it's not just individuals, or can be individuals or sole traders, but you can put a corporate profile up for your company or your business and say, look, this is what we do, and you can attract good traffic from Google. So, you know, we optimize those pages. You're going to get incoming traffic. You get to see what the traffic is that's coming into your page on Workie, what they typed into Google to find you. So mm. if you're being found because of your name or because of your the services you offer, that's what you want. You don't want to be found because you, at the bottom of one of the pages, you've said that you also like to play golf. So golfers plus Balbriggan is not what it, so you can see that you can tune your pages, your corporate pages, your company, your small business pages mm. to be found well in Google. And again, it's template driven. It's a no brainer to set one up. And the beauty is, in time, people can internally sort of tweet, I want this service, and then you can respond to that. They can follow you, and or you can communicate with them to say, yes, I'd like to take that job. So it's not just jobs, we call it opportunities. So an opportunity would be someone saying, anybody out there know? So in Twitter land, I can say, anybody out there know a good landscape gardener? The problem is it's off the bottom of the page and no one ever heard of me again. Mm. Within Workie, because it's a work-related network, I can say, I want this service. Can anyone provide that service to me? So you'll be able to follow that up and so on. And in time, we can think of some sort of review system whereby people who've had good service from someone we call them persistent tweets, for want of a better word. A tweet that says, these guys did a great job for me, is off the bottom of the page and is history a day later. But someone who said, these guys did a great job for me, it's a full-on recommendation that stays on your Workie profile and will be mm. attached to you for time immemorial. So it's a bit of both, and it's free for both sides. It's free for employees, free for sole traders, free for employers or companies. So that's why we say, the networking is front and center, but it's not mandatory. You can just say, look, you know what? It's just free promotion. I'll just put my page up and promote myself. And that's what, you know, everybody should do. It's very, very basic. It's another page that's on the web that's about me or my business.
How long do you think it's going to take, Ray, before people turn around and say, that's Ray Nolan of Workie.com instead of Ray Nolan of Hostelworld.com?
Look, this is a huge bet. This is not a huge bet in terms of expense. It's been built at a very lean, great, like a great, great team of people. But it's a huge bet. So, but the rewards are huge too. So, you know, I think in 18 months' time, we'll have a million people on Workie. Then you'll see a mushroom. So call it 24 months, they'll say. That's the Workie guy. They won't say that's the Hostelworld guy.
What date are we today, Ray?
25th of August. No, that's the right mistake in my diary.
25th of August 2012. Expect my next podcast in a slightly larger office, is all I can say. Ray Nolan, an absolute pleasure, sir.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. That was good. Cheers. Enjoyed that.